Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook and we're looking up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Did you know that you can listen to these shows from the Fine Music Radio website on www.fmr.co.za? And you can go to the podcast tabs and there you can listen to previous shows about celestial happenings whenever you like. And now, animals in space. A controversial topic, but quite an interesting one. 2 days ago, in 1963, French scientists launched a cat into space. The cat, named Félicette, was successfully retrieved after a parachute descent, but a second feline flight on October the 24th ran into difficulties that prevented recovery. Astute listeners to this broadcast will recall the many times I remind us that space is not so far. The official edge of space is only 100 kilometres away, but straight up. There have been many animals sent into space from as early as 1948 by different space agencies with a variety of experimental purposes, but mainly to ascertain whether humans could survive up there. It was once thought that humans could not survive periods of prolonged weightlessness. American and Russian scientists used animals, mainly monkeys, chimps and dogs, in order to test each country's ability to launch a living organism into space and bring it back alive and unharmed. But there's also been mice and a guinea pig. In 1968, the USSR sent quite a zoo around the moon. Turtles, wine flies, mealworms, plants, seeds, bacteria, and other living matter was included in the Zond mission. Unfortunately, due to technical hitches, none survived. Laika, the Soviet dog, and the most famous animal in space, led directly to Yuri Gagarin becoming the first human in space, which led to others after him. The two monkeys, Abel and Miss Baker, led to the first American flights that took astronauts like John Glenn and Alan Shepard into space. And on the strength of many tests sending animals into space, we became confident that humans could survive. And now we live for long periods of time in space stations. The longest span was accomplished in 1995, of 437 days by Valery Polyakov on the Mir space station. And Gennady Padalka spent a total of 879 days in space over five missions. And you may have heard quite a bit about the International Space Station, which has great publicity, but what about the Chinese space station, the Heavenly Palace? In September 2016, it was reported that the Heavenly Palace is falling back to Earth and will burn up in the atmosphere this year. Its fall is accelerating and it will crash land soon as it's now quite out of control. It's unlikely that anyone will be harmed by the crash or that anyone would see it at all, since it's most likely that the lab will drop into the sea. And it's very difficult to predict where this will be. Even a slight push from the weather could send it from one continent to the next. Much of the debris will burn up on its way into Earth's atmosphere, but chunks as big as 100 kilograms will make their way through and fall from the skies. We don't know when or where, but I wouldn't advise carrying an umbrella. It's far too windy in the Cape, and you know that it never rains when you take your umbrella out, and we could do with a little more. Back to the space cat Félicette. Nothing ever seems to go according to plan in space. In fact, a small cat named Felix was supposed to make the journey, but on launch day, he mysteriously went missing. A substitute was found and Félicette became the first space cat and even survived. We don't know how long she survived for though, because after her landing, French scientists studied Félicette's brainwaves to see if she had changed at all since her voyage. And while not much is known about their findings or about Félicette's eventual fate, she was reported to have made a valuable contribution to research. So that's what happened on 18th of October 1963. At least it wasn't a total catastrophe. I have good news from the crew. The last of the 64 meerkat dishes is up. This is a fantastic achievement for South Africa, and the radio astronomy instrument is already producing groundbreaking science. We can look forward to a lot more of that in the coming years, and you'll be hearing more about meerkat in future looking ups. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies this weekend, especially for the Southern Star Party somewhere in the Klein Karoo, where amateurs will be gathering for our biannual get-together. FMR